Hello everyone and happy Friday. I'm so glad it's Friday. You cannot believe how glad I am. I'm going to try to take a walk to the store and see if it takes 10 minutes or fewer because I've never been able to do that until Audio Boo has recently expanded its time. And it's this work that'll be kind of an area soundscape type thing like I did way back in Royal Orleans Apartments in Charlotte, North Carolina with where my cousin and I stayed previously. When I'm standing inside my apartment, and I want to kind of capture the sound of the landscape changing. So I'm going to get out of the door now. That lock, this raggedy door as always. And the air out here has a weird smell. It's like, it smells kind of like you're on the coast. It doesn't, it's like stinky in a way, but it's, maybe like a mildewish type thing, I guess. But then at the moment, that's being overlaid by a scent of a cookout or something, perhaps, which is making me very hungry. At least I hope it's a cookout and not something dire, like a fire or something. But anyway, here we go. And we never know what's going to happen out here, of course. Hi.
Now be careful because they've got an ambulance out here. So where are you going?
I'm just going to walk. Did you say they got what right there?
No, right out at the edge of the street. So where are you going?
I was just gonna walk down to the store a bit.
Okay, let's go this way. Let me.
I got that.
Okay.
All right.
I didn't want you to run into a car down here.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of people parked down there or something.
Well, we have an ambulance here right now.
Oh, yikes.
Fellas upstairs. You just keep going straight.
I wonder if I should just... I mean, there's nothing crazy going on.
I don't know. I have no idea. Don't ask. I don't know nothing. See, my car is parked directly in front of you when you step off the curb. That's why I wanted to get you. Now, there's plenty of space between the cars.
Okay.
Go down. Go straight. Go straight. Keep going.
Yeah, I got it.
Oops. Sorry. Okay. And now you're going to make a left up here.
Right. I remember that because you showed me last time.
Yeah, and then you'll be out by the gate.
All right.
Don't trip. There we go.
Madness. Well, I told you never know what's going to happen out here. Anyway, now we are on the street, and there's still a little bit of sunshine left, which I love. I love long days, and you can hear crows making their sound in the background. And that was the famous next door neighbor I always talk about, the older person that stays next to me. She's very helpful, usually. Helps me whenever I encounter unexpected situations. And now I doubt I'm going to make it through 10 minutes. But, oh well. Now we're just cruising along the street. Everything's fairly quiet. I wanted to wait past the rush hour so that I could get here more easily. Another train. It's the second one I've heard in the last few minutes. I don't know what's up with that, but the long sloping street, which I think is Douglas Street, but these streets are somewhat confusing, so it's either Douglas or Downing Street, but that's the main, one of the main thoroughfares that runs away from my apartment, and I guess they kind of come together in an odd sort of way, which makes it difficult for me to tell people how to actually get to my apartment. The street I have to cross to catch the bus is Irwin Road, which is also a big street. It's farther up past the driveway that you go on to get to the Exxon station. But as you can see, life here is always interesting. And windy. Today has been a particularly windy day for some reason. Going uphill, getting good leg work. A very long hill. And we have now basically arrived. I'm at the top of the driveway, so I'm going to turn this thing off and go inside and buy some snack for Friday evening. But I hope your Friday has been great also. And look forward to enjoying the weekend. Till next time. Bye-bye.